Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome back to the Kids Biz Expo. I'm Sharon Klein, and I am so lucky to have a little kid right next to me that is so cute. And he has his own business here, his own booth. His name is Jackson Young. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
And how old are you?
11.
11? What is your business here?
I'm PCG for Kids.
PCG for Kids.
It
okay.
PCG for Kids stands for, the PCG stands for Patience Creates Greatness.
Ooh, that is true. Patience mm-hmm. does create greatness.
And we sell shirts. And we have some stop bullying shirts, some sports ethic shirt, you know, because I'm an athlete, so we made some sports ethic shirts.
You're smart. What do you do with your athletes? Like, what do you play? What are your athletics?
I play basketball, football, flag football, baseball, and about to play soccer.
Wow, you're a busy guy, and you have this business?
Mm-hmm.
How is that? Is it hard to do all of that together?
I mean, not really. It's just the hard part would probably be technical issues.
Technical issues? What's a technical issue that you have?
The circuit computer. Oh. So with making shirts, we have to use circuit to, like, cut out the image.
Yes.
And as we're trying to cut out that image, the circuit cutter, it always messes up because of the computer. And we just...
Does it drive you crazy?
Yes.
But this is so exactly what businesses are like, isn't mm-hmm. it? Where you've got, like, little problems.
Like, for the first few times we've done it, we had to, like, delay a day or two mm-hmm. because the computer wasn't working.
Ugh.
And that set us back so far. Like, not today, but, like, 2 days ago, the computer wasn't working. And we were supposed to be working on the shirts for the Kids Biz.
Oh.
We were supposed to be working on shirts.
Were you stressed out?
No. We were supposed to be working on shirts, and the computer wasn't working. And then we were trying everything, and eventually it started to work. And we were like,
woohoo!
Dang, that just set us back so far.
That sounds like what a lot of businesses have to deal with, I think. Mm-hmm. What came up? Who came up with this idea to kind of make, like, your own shirts?
Me.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. So what is a shirt that you love? Is it like what you're wearing right now?
I just made this shirt. This shirt, I like it very much, mm-hmm. and everybody else likes it. That's mm-hmm. why I told them that we need to put. I said that we need to put this on our website.
Oh, look!
But we just made this today.
So you have a website.
Mm-hmm.
What's your website so people can go and take a look if they can't make it to the expo today?
PCG4Kids.com.
Is it the number four or...
Number
four. Okay, PCG
and then at the
number
end of,
four.
At the end is a Z instead of an S.
Oh, that's so clever. So what is something that's really surprising about having your own business that you didn't expect?
Probably, I think... That's a hard question.
One thing I was thinking might be surprising is kind of how hard it is to control technology. Like, how do you deal with that?
Actually, yeah, I can answer that question. See, like, when I started my business, I was like, oh, these are shirts. People love going to buy this. My first day on going to a pop-up shop, it was with all adults. I was the only kid there. I only got, like, one sale, and I was so mad because my brother, he was next to me, and his mom sells cakes, and she was getting, like, so many orders, and I was like, yeah, come over here, please. And they were just like, yeah, we'll come back, and they never did, and I was like...
That must be hard to... Like, maybe one of the things that I'm thinking of is how hard it is to compare yourself to somebody else, because there are always going to be businesses like that are like that,
because,
right?
Like, today, I've only sold, like, maybe, like, six shirts ordered, but, like, pre-ordered, I've sold a couple. But the girl that sells Bobo over there, she's been booming. Like,
we just
look over and we see a customer over there. I'm like, customer? There's a customer there. Walks away. Customer over there buys something. Customer over here walks away.
Sorry. You know what it is? It's because it's a hot day. That's the only reason,
right?
Yeah,
that's
right?
What we were saying. We were like, dang. Yeah. She got it smart.
You know what? Maybe if they did a fall kids expo, people would be wanting to put on some layers and stuff, and then you would sell more, right? It's not you. It's just the conditions. But so how hard is it to decide how much money to put into it and then how much money you're going to make back? Is that something you think about?
Not really. Like, I don't think about, like, I don't, sometimes, like, do think, yeah, I think about buying the things a lot because we like to spend a lot of money.
Heck
so.
Yeah. I bet.
Like, on that heat printer, the cutter, the shirts, the vinyl, it's just a lot. But, like, how much I make, I only think about that stuff when I'm at the place, like, today, like, it's been, like, maybe, like, 3 hours, and then now I'm, like, starting to think, like, is it going to be business? Is there not going to be business? But, like, before we come, I'm just like, oh, yeah, there's going to be business. And then, like, during the thing, I'm like, is there going to be business? Is there not going to be
really
business?
I think that's really hard. I think that's hard for anybody who's has any kind of business, is that you're hoping that you're going to make money because you hope that what, you know, so all you're doing is like what everybody does, right? Where you're just putting your best foot forward with what you know and you hope that it takes.
Yeah.
If you had any words of wisdom that you could give to someone out there who maybe has an idea and they'd like to try to start a business, what would you say we could tell them?
Just, you know, do it. Like, even if it fails, you know, just don't give up. You know, you got to just keep continuing that. See, like, with my shirts, I used to do my shirts a lot, and they used to mess up a lot because sometimes they wouldn't print, sometimes they didn't peel right, and I was like, dang, I don't really want to do this. It's just going to keep messing up like that. But then I was like, nah, I got to keep doing this because this is what I want to do. So I kept doing it, and look what that got me. I'm here selling shirts, and I got, like, 6 or 5 orders.
That's true.
Yeah, like,
you know,
patience
what?
Creates greatness.
Patience,
so you gotta have
does.
The patience if you want to be great. So all I'm saying is, you know, never give up. Just be patient in life.
So you've got different shirts. If I go on your website, what are the things that I'm gonna see?
You're probably gonna see a lot of inspirational shirts, a lot of PCG shirts, and then a couple crazy shirts. I'm going to be honest. There's a crazy shirt on there.
There's a crazy, like, shirt on there? It's so mysterious.
Oh, yeah, and you'll see some Stop Bullying shirts.
Well, that's hugely important.
And, like,
are you passionate about stopping bullying? Yeah. I never really thought about that part of it.
And then you'll also see something that my mom put on there. She put an Among Us shirt on there. So you'll also see that.
Wow. Well, I'm excited for people to go onto your website and come visit us at the Kid Biz Expo.
Yeah, I posted, I texted, called, and posted a couple of things about it. And every reply that I got that I called my friends, they said they couldn't because they're busy. And today's my friend's birthday, so.
Oh, you understand.
I didn't really want to go to it, but everyone else did.
Listen, this is life, right? Life of a business owner. You
but I did
work
post it on
things.
My TikTok and my Snapchat, so.
Well, look at you. You're TikToking and Snapchatting? Oh, my gosh. I had to delete TikTok. I was, like, too in love with it. Oh, it was really hard. But I think it's great for a business owner to be able to put just a little snippet of what you're doing, and then you get some followers, and next thing you know, you're going to be having your own big shop here in Woodstock someday. Is that your goal? Do you want to just keep growing it and growing it?
I want to keep growing it and growing it, but I don't think, well, it could be something that I, like, build a whole facility and something I work on, but my first plan wasn't doing all this. It was actually going to the NBA, so that's my first plan, but if that doesn't work out, then, yeah, I'm going to do the facility.
What if you do both?
Then if I do both, I'm going to be making some cash. That's all I'm going to say.
Is that all you're going to say?
But if I make it to the NBA and then I try to build a facility, it don't work because it's, like, too complicated with the games and practice.
Who knows?
Then I might give it to my little brother.
Aw, aren't you a sweetheart?
That kid.
Who's got a really cool Stop Bullying t-shirt on right now, which is really important. Well, here's what I'm excited about. I'm excited for you because First of all, you're here, you're promoting something so positive for kids everywhere, and you've got drive, you know, you're really passionate about what you're doing, you're passionate about maybe growing this into something really big. We would love to see that happen for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome.